This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa ba'du. Fa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Karim ba'da al-a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah Almighty, the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, the All-Powerful, the One who have revealed the Quran as the final revelation, the new order known today as a new order, our Muslim new order. Meaning there's no more other new revelation that's going to be revealed by Allah Rabbul Alameen. And all praise to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam too, who Allah have chosen him to be the last messenger, not only to a particular nation or tribe, but as a rahmatil lil alameen, as a mercy to humanity and a mercy to the world. And may Allah shower His mercy upon the family of the prophets and the companion of the prophet, known as the best people, and for those who follow the teaching of the prophet till the day of judgment. On behalf of our team, Al-Qadim, and also we'd like to thank the organizing committee, the chair brother here, and all the other brothers and sisters who have been with us. Now, we believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said in the Quran, as Muslim, of course. One of the criteria to be a Muslim, you must believe in what Allah said. In the book of Allah Rabbul Alameen, from the Torah, Zabur, Injil to the Quran, never once a prophet was sent to his people without reminding them about life after death, about the hereafter. None. Every prophet was sent to remind everyone of their followers that there is a life after death and everybody have to prepare for that journey. Whether you like it or not, even the not yet Muslim, Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, Taoism, all believe there is a life after death. No one denied that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created all of us, He have prepared for us. He have informed us about what happened before, what is happening today, and what is going to happen after life. So that is the beauty of this religion, Islam. It's not that Allah is just telling us about the past, also about the present and our future life. So we should not go wrong. We should not say that I was not been informed. I do not know. You can't excuse yourself anymore. When Allah created this universe, He have decided when this world will end. It's in the knowledge of Allah. Only Him who knows. Only Allah said, "Inna sa'ata atiyatun akadu ukhfiya lituzaqu li nafsin bima tasa." That the day of judgment is very near. It's very near. It's only that the time Allah keep it to Himself. No one knows. But Allah just warned us, all you who believe in me, be obedient to me wherever you are and whatever you do, and prepare for your departure. Look into yourself. What have you prepared for your tomorrow? فَلْيَنْزُرُ. You see, look into yourself. What have you prepared? لِغَدٍ. For your tomorrow. Our tomorrow is not Wednesday. Our tomorrow, the real tomorrow, is the life after death. And in the Quran, Allah always reminds us about that. And even the hadith, the Prophet always said, "Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir." Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir. Whoever believes in Allah and the day of judgment. We know that Allah said, لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ, yeah? Or said, كُلِّ نَفْسٍ زَائِكَةُ الْمَرْءِ. Every living creature of Allah will have to die, will end. The one that will live forever is only Allah. To the extent when the angel of death was commanded by Allah to pull the soul of every single living thing on this planet, after taking the soul of Gabriel, then he was feeling that Allah will spare him, that he will not have to go through death. But Allah said, you also have to die. The only one that will live is only Allah. Angel Gabriel was pulled by angel of death, his soul. And later on, the angel of death thing, I think I'm okay. I think Allah will let me and I live. Allah said, no. Everything will perish, except Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Now, the Prophet ﷺ also reminds us that there are two kinds of qiyamah. One is the minor qiyamah, and the second is the major one. The minor one have took place since the death of Adam a.s. When you pass away, there is your minor qiyamah. Every single soul will die according to the time that Allah has fixed for us. The only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us that if you don't believe in that day, there's no more future for you. And that's why you cannot be a believer without believing in the hereafter. Part of the arkanu iman, part of your faith. If a person says, I believe in Allah, I believe in the angel, I believe in the prophet, the books, and I believe qada and qadar, but I don't believe in the day of judgment. I don't believe hereafter. He is no more Muslim. Because it's a package. Islam is a package. And when Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa wa la tattabi khutwati shaitan innahu lakum adu mubin. O you who believe in me, you should come into my religion totally, wholly, not partially. No. Kaffa. That means if Allah said there is akhirah, you must believe there is akhirah. But the beauty I like to share with all the good brothers and sisters here in Islam is when Allah is talking about Akhirah, Allah explains everything in detail. You will never find this in any other religion. They believe there's life after death. Give you one simple example. You see the Chinese example, my people. They believe the life after death is so real that they have to be well prepared. So they have to prepare a lot. Number one, they have prepared a graveyard called Nirvana. Yeah. They call the graveyard also Nirvana. To promise you have a good future. But you have to pay. Yeah. That's why the Chinese have to work very hard. Because it's very expensive to die. And they have packages also, whether you want 50,000 package, 100,000 packages, See which level do you want to go. It's a big business today. Now, and they believe, look at the Chinese, I'll share with you. I know you all have engaged yourself with the Chinese people in this country. But I do not know whether you're aware of what is happening when some of the family member pass away. You will never see a Chinese will put the body, the dead body, into the coffin until night comes in. If they die early in the morning, you will never see that they will put this body into the coffin until night time. You will never see a Chinese will bury their dead one in the morning or late evening. They are always buried at noontime. Have you experienced that before? I think you may have, but you are not aware of it. You've just been there and then you participate, you pray some last respect, but you are not alert about all these things. The Chinese have their own belief, number one. You only put the dead body into the coffin nighttime, why? Because they also believe there is munkar and nakir. They believe there is question and answer time. But when you put them into the coffin and then seal it at nighttime, there is a time they will be excused from Q&A. No Q&A. No exam. And they bury only in the noontime, also to escape from that real Q&A. They believe there's a Q&A there. Because at nighttime, they say there is a time the angel is sleeping. So when the angel wake up, you say, which one come in? Yeah? Which one enter the coffin first? So no one then can confirm, then they just bypass it. It's okay. Noon time is when they are busy having lunch. So after that, say, who went in? So we don't really know who really went in. Then it's okay. We just, you know, excuse them. And that's why they choose these two times. That is their belief. And they believe there is paradise. There is hell. They believe there is life after death. And that's why they burn a lot of money. But not real money, of course. You just spend 100 ringgit RM, you can get millions of money for akhirah. They will burn it. And if they know that the dead person is a person who his hobby is golf or gambling, or he likes to smoke cigarette or anything, then they will burn that set for him. And they prepare cars of them, house. They do not want that their loved one will live as a beggar in the next life. They know they got a mini market, supermarket over there. They still go for shopping. So that's why they have to burn the money here. So once the money is being burned, transaction done. Now they are going to receive their money. And if you build a house here, burn that house. They are burning it almost every time when somebody dies, they burn. Have you experienced that? But of course, not the real house. They build a bamboo house, and they look at what size do you want. It's a terrace, or double story, single story. It depends on the package. And not only that, now the thing has become more modernized, so they also will prepare car, you know, so that you have some transport over there. But now your father, your mother, they don't know how to drive. No, it's okay, they prepare a driver for you too. Everything is being done according to their belief, and they will burn it. Sometimes if you get the wrong size of the car, they say, this car is too small. My father is a very tall, 6 foot, you know. So I said, oh, this car is too small. You know, this is for baby. Change another car. And you have to pay more. That's all. You know? They do believe there is life after death. The Hindus, the Buddhists, they believe in the karma, the incarnation. You know? That if your soul is bad, you cannot go back to God. Your soul will be given another chance to survive in another life, in this world. You will be reborn again. Until your soul becomes good and pure, then your soul will go back to heaven. And if your soul is still corrupted after a few trials, then that soul will be transferred into other creation. It can go to the lizard, it can go to the snake, it can go to the rats, it can go to crocodile, and that's why in Buddhism, no killing of any living thing. Because the one that you kill may be your father, maybe your grandmother. So if they want to build a house, they must make sure that their people is around And then if they see any womb, they must take the womb and save it, put it in one side. Killing a living thing, it may kill your parent. That is their belief. In Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah make it very clear that life is going to end with death. Nobody can deny that. And a lot of people have died among us, our family members, our loved ones, our colleagues have passed away. Every time when somebody is dying, it's a reminder for those who are still living that one day you will be like them. So get yourself prepared. And the Prophet ﷺ promised us, "Man akhir kalamihi biqouli la ilaha illallah dakhala jannah." Whoever want to have a good ending, make sure that they do not die committing any form of shirk. Make sure that they die by believing and worshipping the one true God, Allah Rabbul Alamin. Other sins, nobody can escape from sins. We are all sinners, whether it's minor or major. Whether you commit more or less, but we all do commit sins. But among us that Allah love are those who repent to Him. And they say, the Prophet said, "Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khair khatta'in tawwabun." Every children of Adam do commit sin. And among the sinners that Allah love most are those who repent to Allah Rabbul Alamin. That the only sin that Allah will not forgive is shirk. Meaning you die committing shirk. There's no more forgiven. But other than that, may Allah forgive all our sins. Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu explained to us very detailed what the Prophet said about when we are dying, what is going to happen to us. When the time for us to die, brothers and sisters, angel of death have to come under the instruction of Allah to pull our soul. Now, the prophets, they are special. Angel of death cannot pull their soul without their permission. Angel of death must appear in front of the prophet and inform them, seek their permission, your time's up. Are you ready now? If they say yes, he pull. If they say no, then he have to go back to Allah and make it a report. Not say Allah did not know. It's his duty. Oh Allah, he is not ready. He say he's not coming back yet. But our soul, he don't have to ask permission. If you ask, we are never ready. Moses experienced that. Angel of death came to him and said, "Time's up, Moses." Moses gave him a punch. Though he have a problem. He has to go back to Allah and say, "I have a problem. Moses punched me." And then Allah said, "Go back to him and say to him, I, Allah, is waiting for him. I love to see him. Is he ready to come and see me?" So now the second approach, Moses said, "If Allah is waiting for me, why is there for me to say no? Almighty, the King of all kings is waiting for me. I'm ready." Then he pulled. Now, Al-Bara ibn Azib said, when a person is going to die, that person have the knowledge already, not we. He have the knowledge, the symptom, the signal is there. The angel will come, and there are also two angels together to witness. The minute the soul is been pulled up, Allah subhanahu want this soul to be presented to him. Angel of death have to present it back to Allah. He have to go through all the other heavenly world and bypass a lot of other angels. Sallu al-malaika ala rohil mu'min. If the person who died is a believer, all the angels will pray for him. Safe journey. No worry. Be happy. Then he's going to go back to Allah and Allah see him and then call the angel that send him back to his body. That's where we go to the graveyard. When he was dead, he's no more there. His soul is out. We will carry the body to the graveyard. We buried him. then the soul will be sent back. That is for the soul of the believer. The soul of the disbeliever, لَعْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ عَلَى رُوْهِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. All the bad soul, the angel will curse them. Because Allah had given them everything, in return Allah just want them to die in believing in Allah, and that's all. But they choose not to believe in Allah. They choose to become a disbeliever. And that's why the angel cursed them. But they have to be presented to Allah. Allah said, send them back. And after that, when you are in the grave, after everybody have left you, you know when a person died, what normally happened? Yet, but al-maythalasa, three things will follow the deceased to the graveyard. Maluhu wa ahluhu wa amaluhu. Whatever property, whatever rank, stars that he have will be presented, probably will be brought to the graveyard. And all the friends, their family will also be there, and his deeds. And the only thing that remain with him is his or her deeds. All would have to leave the graveyard after a while. So we will have to come home, left the deeds, who is very faithful to him. Then angel of Munkar Nakir will start their mission, question and answer. If we fail, we are doomed. Why? Because the question is being exposed. Answer was given to us. No one can say, I do not know the answer. It's like if you're going to sit for an exam, people have give you what kind of question is going to come out, and they have give you the answer. Can you feel? Can you feel, brother and sister? If you got the information from inside, giving you the knowledge, question A, B, C, D, is this, this is the answer, do you think you can feel? No, mashallah. You feel so relaxed, no tension, no stress. You know? You can take your time, you can relax. Why? Because question has been given, answer also has been given to you. Now the Prophet has given us the question, show us what is going to question by the angel in the graveyard. There are three things, three main things he will question you. Ma Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Wa ma dinuka, what is your religion? Wa man nabiyuka, and who is your Prophet? That's known by the Muslim as Usul al-Thalasa. The three basic questions that Allah is going to ask you in the grave. Who is your Lord? And the Prophet have also taught us, if you said, Allahu Rabbi, Alhamdulillah, you pass. Man dinuka, what is your, ma dinuka, what is your religion? Al-Islamu dini, Alhamdulillah. Man nabiyuka, who is your Prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Answer is been given today. I share with you the answer. But if you fail to answer, what is going to happen? Can you blame anybody? Alhamdulillah, not more than that. Three of them. Other people plus one man, ikhwanuka, who is your family, one man, imamuka, and all these things. But the hadith just said three. The authentic hadith just mentioned three. Yeah. Who is your Lord? If you have been saying Allah is your Lord, you have no problem. What is your religion? You are following Islam, Alhamdulillah. And that's why the Prophet always reminds his Ummah to recite this short prayer, zikr, every morning, every evening. Evening, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. It's a zikr to remind us. And when you pass through that question and answer, this soul is going to transfer to another world, no more in the grave. From the Alam Kubur, the world of the grave, it will be transferred to Alam Barzakh. Alam Barzakh is like a wall that stops you from coming back and or stop you from going forward. Because you only go forward when the Qiyam al-Kubra is going to take place. Means the major qiyamah. Every living thing will have to die, then the resurrection will take place. And that is when Alam Barzah will end. Majority of those who have passed away, thousands and thousands of years already, they are all in Alam Barzah, the waiting world, known as the waiting world. There is no punishment over there yet, but you just taking a nap. Everybody is sleeping. For those who are good, they will sleep in a 5-star room, hotel room, aircon, spaces, so you don't feel unrest, you don't feel hot, you don't feel, you are so relaxed, and you have good dreams. For those who have died for the sake of Allah in this world, his soul will be put in the green birds, and that particular green bird will allow by Allah to fly into paradise. And he will have the opportunity to see the delights of the paradise. And he will say, oh Allah, can you just send me back home to the world so that I can tell my friend how beautiful Jannah is. I want to share this good news with them. But this is the only prayer Allah do not respond. Because when you depart from this world, there is no more turning back. It's a one-way ticket. Other than this, you can buy 2 tickets through and through. We have a lot, we travel a lot. Always we have a 2-way ticket. But this one is 1-way ticket. When you depart, no more coming back. So the good people will experience the good thing. For the people who are bad, they will be Alam Barzah. Their room, the place they are sleeping, is so narrow. No aircon. And they always have bad dreams. You know what will happen to them? They will pray so that Qiyamah, the major Qiyamah, resurrection will never take place. Because they know, one Qiyamah, they know where they are heading. And Al-Bara' ibn Azib said, for the good news for the believer, Allah will command the gate of paradise to be open and they can see. They can see. They are just waiting. When is Qiyamah? Because I'm going in. For those who are bad, the gate of hell also will be open. And then we hope Qiyamah will never come there. They never pray for Qiyamah. They just pray, Qiyamah, don't happen. Please don't happen. They do not want Qiyamah to come. They know where they are ending. There is the Alam Barzah. So when we die, and when the doom day took place, Qiyamah, why Allah used the word Qiyamah? Why the Prophet used Qiyamah? Because nobody is allowed to sit. Like now, most of us are sitting. That's why in Islam you said Qiyamah. Qiyamah, everybody will be resurrected naked, and you must stand. From the root word of Qiyam, Badiri. No one is allowed to sit. There's no chair for us. Everybody will stand. Do you know how long we stand, brother and sister? That particular day, you know how long it lasts? Have you ever stand for 3 hours? 1 hour maybe, 2 hours maybe. Have you ever stand, just stand for 3 hours? Stand in the shopping mall 3 hours. Have you ever experience standing for 3 hours? Not yet. For the army, soldiers and police, maybe they're trained to stand for a long time. But do you know how long we have to stand for that particular day? That's why they say, Yawmal Qiyamah. There's only 1 day for Qiyamah. 1 day, Yawm. Not Ayyam, not many days, only 1 day. That particular day, everybody would have to stand for 50,000 years. The calculation of the time in this world. Allah said that a day in Yawm al-Qiyamah is equivalent to 50,000 years standing. standing. But Allah will give you the energy to stand. Because there's no way to sit. You just have to stand. And alhamdulillah, when we are resurrected, we are all naked. That's why Aisha was smiling when the Prophet said we are naked. Are naked, male and female? Yes, naked. Like how you were born. But don't ever think that you will look at each other. Nobody want to look at each other. People were just worried what's going to happen to them. Everybody is so busy thinking about their own future. But the first person that Allah will dress is Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he was naked in this world and thrown into the fire. And that's Allah's reward for him. He will be the first one to dress a garment from paradise. The rest all are naked. But don't worry. Nobody's going to look at each other at that time. And then do you know the size of all of us? The Prophet said, your size is not like now. Your size is the size of Adam alayhi salam. 60 amen. Sittina zira'a. 60 amen. Have you been to anybody from Sri Lanka here? Have you been to Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka is known for one mountain called Adam's Peak, where the feet of Adam was founded at the top of the mountain. I've been there. I have to walk for almost 7.5 hours from 11 p.m. to Fajr. This is called tahajjud. Walking tahajjud. Qiyamul layl. I was there many, many years ago, and people informed me about the Adam's Peak. I said, I would like to go and see. When coming to the last part, when you're going up to the area where you can see the footsteps of Adam, now you have to go in this direction. It's very steep. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I managed to walk up about 20 minutes and never reached the edge. And how big is his size? To my calculation, I think maybe about 60 times of our feet. That is his size. And it's until now you have that. Yeah. Why we believe in that? Because there was a saying, "Habitullah al-Adam ila al-Ardi Hindi," when Allah sent Adam down to this world, he was sent down in India. That is known as Mother India before. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka is under one name before. And if was sent down to Jeddah, that's why you call Jeddah. Jeddah means grandmother. The word Jeddah means grandmother. So anyhow, what I'd like to share with all of you is that that day we have to stand. And whatever would happen, just one day after that, either you go to hell or you go to paradise. That the beauty of Islam, Allah is explaining to us through His Prophet the detail of what is going to happen. The day you die, if a good ending, this is going to happen at the grave, and you're transferred to the Alam Barzah, and after that, in the day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected. No one is allowed to move from where they were resurrected until they were asked by Allah four things. Fourth, number one, how do you spend your lifetime in this world? Because everything that Allah gives you is an amana, is a trust. Allah is going to ask you, you live for 60 years, 70 years, the longer the longer the question is. And you have to answer. And you know best. And you don't have to have any lawyer to represent you at that day. Because Allah will make sure that every part of your body will act as a witness to you. Yeah? You may say something, your eye will say another thing. Your ear will see anything. Your skin, your finger, your hand, your leg, everything was commanded by Allah to speak on your behalf. And then you will argue with your other organs. Why do you say this? This is the day Allah wants me to speak up. So you will be your own witnesses towards what you have done. But Allah the Merciful is telling us that particular day there are seven groups of people. Sab'atun. Yuzilluhumullahu zillihi yawma la zilla illa zillu. Seven group of people will have a very special shape where there's no other shape at that particular day except the shape that Allah prepared for seven group. We hope we are in one of the group. First one, Imam Mu'adil, a just leader, a just father, a just husband. Anybody who are very fair and just in this life, Allah will reward them. That they will be under His shade. Rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqan bil masajid. The heart of the believer who are attached to the mosque, meaning we always worship Allah wherever we go. Not just visiting the mosque only. Yeah, sometimes we like to visit mosque, but we don't pray. There's no value. You must be attached to Allah. Be connected to Allah. Then Allah you put under that shade. Shab nasha'a fi ibadatillahi azza wa jal. Young people, our children, who are busy in doing something that please Allah. Our children is an amanah. If you have righteous children, you have a lot of peace in the future. You may be wrong. You may have a lot of weaknesses here and there, but because the prayer of your children, Allah will forgive all your sins. So it's good to invest on your children. But make sure you have righteous children. Anyhow, let's go back to the Qiyamah. You see, Allah is telling us what is going to happen. Seven group of people I've mentioned to you. How many? How many I've mentioned with you?
Three.
So at first some brothers say four, some say two. I also get confused. Just mention three. Imam Adil, Rajul Qalbuhu Ma'allaq Bil Masajid, Shab Nasha'a Fi Ibadatillah Azza Jalla. The fourth one is Rajulan Tahabba Fillahi Istima'an Alayhi Wa Tafarraqan Alayhi. Two Muslims who meet for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, and they will depart for the sake of Allah. It's like today, we are together for the sake of Allah. And after this, we are going to be separate again. We are going to for our own job for the sake of Allah. You will be granted by Allah a shape. Yeah. And number five, the Prophet ﷺ is that a person who gives sadaqah with the right hand and left hand knows not. That means you are very sincere in contributing whatever you have for the sake of Allah without the intention to show off the taqwa. Very sincere in doing all this sadaqah in jariyah. Yeah. And number six is a person who, if anybody approach you with the bad intention, we are human, we have feelings. Sometimes the man is very strong to protect himself. But when you're alone with a lady, it's not easy for you to control your feeling. Especially when you travel just one male, one female. It's not easy. Even how strong your iman, but we are still human. Sometimes we are very strong, no problem. The woman can just get naked in front of us, we are pleased. Stay away from me. Like what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. The lady, his master, approaching, was running after him, and he's running away from her. If any woman run after us, you run towards her, of course. But Yusuf is running away from her. But alhamdulillah, at the end, Allah protect Yusuf. Yeah? Because when anything, when it happened to them, they say, Inni akhafallah rabbul. I fear Allah. Please. Please. We are not legal. And then you make it legal. Alhamdulillah. So you dare to safeguard your dignity. You are there to protect yourself. Even you alone in the situation that is so difficult to say no. But you are strong enough to protect your iman because the fear towards Allah is greater than anything else. Then Allah reward you with the shade, in the shade of Allah in the day of judgment. Lastly, a person who cried, who shed tears. Do we cry, sisters? I think women cry more than the men. You know? Men are very strong, yeah. But they cry inside. Men also cry, but inside. No tears coming out. No? Only blood pressure go out. And they have a lot of pressure here and there, the blood pressure go out. But they can control their fear. Woman, your nature is you worship tears. But there's nothing wrong in Islam. To show that our heart, there's some softness in our heart. That's why we shed tears. Especially someone that we love so much. Some starting to leave us. You know? When your children going overseas to study, of course you love your children, you will also shed tears. But the father hardly shed tears because he's a man. You know? I'm not going to show my weaknesses. That is not the sign of weaknesses. It's a sign of the power of love. Yeah? Our attachment is different. But the Prophet said, those who shed tears, who cry at night, and not in front of the people, when he was talking to Allah, no one knows what he's doing, what he's talking to God. Then he or she shed tears. That tears is very holy, very sacred. Yeah. Not the tears that suddenly, oh, the government is going to impose GST, oh, we cry. You know, we have to pay more. That kind of tears have no value. Or when you cry because of the people. Everybody is crying, you also cry. You know, because the pressure is there. So you're crying out of the pressure, the environment, not because from your heart. Being that you do really from your heart, there will be a reward for you. Yeah? So this is the seven group of people will be given by Allah a shade in the day of judgment. Now, not only that, in Islam, Allah also informed us about the scale. You know, the scale of Mizan. The scale of Allah is so great that every single thing that we have done in this world will be presented to us and Allah will put on the scale. You remember Allah said, yeah, that day, وَمَنْ يَقْسُمَ مِسْقَالَ زَرَةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. And then sharran yara. Whatever you have done in this world, even an atom of good or bad thing, Allah will present it to you. Nothing hidden. Then Allah will put on His scale. And this scale, nobody can make any changes. But Allah is so kind to us. You may have one ton of sin on one scale. You may just have one good deed that you have done. Like what happened to the woman who was a prostitute. He had been doing a lot of haram things. But because she was so kind and so mercy to a dying dog, Allah put that mercy of her on the other scale, and that is more heavier than one ton of her sin. To show you that Allah's mercy is so great. You remember the history of a man who had killed 100 people? Because he had the intention to repent and he is very sincere in repenting, Allah forgive all his sin and promise him Jannah. Alhamdulillah, we never killed any single life yet. But we may have killed a lot of mosquitoes. But you don't worry. You can kill, it's halal. Yeah, that killing is halal. So our sin compared with the people before us is still very, very minor. But the only thing I like to remind all of you, don't commit shirk. Once you commit shirk, don't ever think there's a future for you. There's no more future. Allah talk about the scale. And then Allah talk about the bridge, Sirat. You remember the bridge? There are two bridges. One is called Sirat and the second called Qantara. The long bridge, and below that bridge, there is a lot of hook. Anybody who fall, it will be hooked up. And then if you are so bad, you'll just let it go. And that's where hell is waiting for you. There are people who will bypass this bridge like lightning. There are people who will just run. There are people who will just walk. And some will crawl. It depends on your luggage. The first to enter paradise, because our Prophet said, not because he wants to be proud of himself, is Allah's Qadr. The gate of paradise will not open for anyone to go in except after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After him, then the other prophet will follow. After the other prophets have entered paradise, then the first nation that is going to follow is the Prophet Muhammad's Ummah. Not the Ummah of Noah, or Abraham, or Moses, or Jesus. Ummah Muhammad, who Allah have granted them, Khaira Ummah, you are the best nation. We are the last Ummah, but Allah will grant us to go to paradise the first, among all the nations. There are 50,000 of the Ummah of the Prophet will enter paradise after all the Prophet. To the extent the gatekeeper said, why you are so fast here now? You say, because Allah have make it easy. We have no luggage with us. Everything that we have Allah give us in this world, we have given it back to Allah. We have contributed it to Allah. So we travel light. So when we travel light, you green lane, green lane. You don't have to be stopped by the immigration or the custom. And you cannot come back with no heavy load of luggage. And then the custom say, ada apa-apa? Tada apa-apa. No, nothing. How can nothing and three big luggage? But if you just one hand carry, the custom look at you, so you better move faster. I don't waste my time, also your time. I know you're okay. You know, you will travel light, so you can bypass, you know, and leave the custom fast. That is how 50,000 would bypass the Sirat, and then you will have to meet another small bridge called Qantara. Now, this small bridge is just next to the gate of paradise. Why you must be there? Because if you have done anything wrong to another Muslim in this life, there is where you have to wait to settle your problem. Especially you take money, you borrow money, you say, I want to pay you in 1 month, now 10 years already. You still don't pay. And you are running away. That you will be caught over there. You slander. You create fitna to another believers in this world. Now he suffered because of your fitna. You have to wait for him over there. You steal something from another brother or sisters. You cause harm to your wife. She cannot fight for her right here. You have to wait for her there. Even you have died as a shaheed, but because of all this wrongdoing towards another Muslim, Allah is so fair and so just, you have to settle it before you go to paradise. To the extent people who die shaheed will go to paradise immediately, except when he have debt. When he have any kind of loan and he did not pay, he have to wait at Al-Qantara. For the person that we have caused harm to come. And then that is the only time the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will appear again. And he, if you have the intention to pay, but because you don't have the mean to pay, but you have the intention, you don't have the intention to lie, to cheat anybody, then the Prophet will become your guarantor. He will look at the person who give you the loan. Are you prepared to forgive him? In return, I will give you my intercession shafa. Who do not want the Prophet shafa? And then all of you will enter to paradise. That is Al-Qantara. So please be careful. Don't cause any harm to anyone who is a believer, because you cannot escape the day of judgment. They can't fight for their right here, but they are going to ask for their right in the hereafter. And that is the day that we fear most. And you know when the day of Qiyamah is going to take place, brother and sister? No one knows. But do you know what day? It will be happening on Friday. That's why every Friday, the Prophet are very worried. That's why he encourages people to do a lot of good things, so that you have a good ending. Friday is the day Allah created Adam. The day the creation of Adam was completed was Friday, and he was made to enter paradise on Friday, and he committed a sin by eating the forbidden fruit on Friday, and he was sent out from paradise to this world the same day. And the same day is the day of Qiyamah. So what I'd like to end with all the brothers and sisters here, the beauty of our religion, everything about the past, the present, the future, is being explained in detail to all of us. So for us not to prepare is just too bad. For us to take things lightly is just too bad. And this is one thing that Allah and the Prophet have said, that the early believers are the best. Sabiqun awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Because their belief in the day of judgment is so strong, that they are so committed, yeah, in this life, that this life is for the next, not for this world. I'm doing all my good deeds today is to prepare myself for my next day. Why I'm so trustworthy, I'm good, I'm kind, I'm helpful, I'm caring, I'm sharing, because I want to have a good ending in the next life. So don't cheat, don't lie, don't betray anybody, don't do anything that can cause harm to anyone, because then you will have to be ready for the next world. If you always end with good, always we ask Allah for what? Allahumma khatim lana bi husnil khatimah. Oh Allah, give us good ending. What do you understand by good ending, brother and sister? Everything you do in your life, the ending must be good. When you meet somebody, your departure must always be good. If you have some mistake, ask for forgiveness. Don't wait for Raya. You know when Raya is going to come. Just ask. You can't say, send a message. Forgive me if I've said something wrong today to you. Your mom, your dad is somebody that you must always have a good relationship with them. If you can ask them for forgiveness in anything, do that. You will never regret. Yeah? You will have a good ending. Anything you do, the job that was given to you, before you end your day, make sure that all the assignment is been done properly. And that is how you always say a good ending. You don't want to delay and delay, and then you create a lot of issue for the others. So that is how we should live our life. Prepare for our departure. And this is where we will plant all the good seeds. The day for you to work is here. After that, there's no more job. No more vacancy. Nobody want to employ us. It's a day we are going to receive all our rewards. Here is the working world. There is the world of reward, just receiving your reward. And when you go to paradise, brother and sister, Allah, Allah explained everything about the delight in paradise. You have trees, you have all your furniture that you like, you have three rivers, flowing under your bedroom. Where can you get that kind of luxury in this world? Three rivers. One is the river of Kawthar. The water is crystal clear. The second is honey. River of honey. The third is a four river. The third one is the river of milk and the river of wine. Wine. Can you remember? Can you imagine? Here you drink only. There you can soak into the river of wine. But that wine will not intoxicate you. The wine here will make you crazy. That wine will make you more healthier and healthier. And Allah is telling us, when you enter paradise, I prepared four rivers for you. You can drink, you can soak inside, and become your skin is always like baby skin. Don't worry, you never get old. Alhamdulillah. Every day, you become younger and younger. You look prettier and prettier. And one thing over there, you never have problem and no headache, no toothache, no fever, no dengue, nothing. Because there's no clinic and no doctor. And the best thing Allah is telling us that in Jannah, there's no toilet. Allahu Akbar. Just eat, drink, sleep. And you don't have to pray anymore. No more fasting. Everything only here. After that, no fasting, no prayer, tahajud, no tahajud. Don't worry about tahajud anymore. You know? You only glorify Allah subhanAllah, alhamdulillah. That's all you have to do. The rest is just entertainment. What do you like? What you love most? The brother, you want to play golf? Allah prepare you a golf there. No problem. What do you want? You want to travel around? Jannah is huge. Your master bedroom, nobody can even finish touring his master bedroom. At that time, you just say, I want to tour around. What kind of transport do you want? Harley Davidson? There's no value Harley. That one is better. I want a flying horse. A flying horse will come in front of you. Just make sure you go in. When you are in, it's like a dream, it's a fantasy, it's a real world. Allah prepared everything for you. What kind of fruit that you love most, He also prepared for you. You love durian, don't worry, durian here you cannot go in the hotel. There, Jannah, durian also can go in. No problem. But the smell of Jannah, you cannot have that kind of smell in this world. The taste of every delight that Allah prepared, you have never tasted before. It look alike. It may look alike. Those who like petai, petai will come to you. Don't worry. Jering will come to you. You just name it and Allah prepared for you. That's the beauty of Jannah. You see, you don't have that kind of explanation so detailed in any other religion. But in Islam, everything is being explained to you. So, we hope that we will never fail ourselves. And make sure that you safeguard your children. And there's any opportunity to make them righteous children, do it before it's too late. The world today is very challenging. If you're not careful, you do not know where your children is heading. You may be going towards here, closer to Allah, they are going further and further. So you must monitor. Brother and sister, to my humble experience, the Muslim today is not because they are not rich, they are rich Muslims. The Muslim is not because they don't have knowledge, we have a lot of knowledge. What is lacking in us is we are not committed to our religion. We are not committed. We don't act according to what the knowledge that Allah has given us. We have a lot of knowledge, but we don't act according to the knowledge. So it's time for us to be committed. be serious about our life in this world before we regret. If you want to know more about what can you do, what you can contribute, Al-Khadim always have a lot of activities to help the poor, the needy, the orphans. We have a house of hope for the orphans. We have our tahfiz. We have Rivers, who is under our care. Every Saturday, we have a special class for them to make sure that they are not being abandoned by anybody. So anything that you like to participate, you can contact with us. Come to our center, see what we are doing, so that you can be part of the team. So Allah love people do things together, collectively, because there are a lot of blessing, rahmah, and we believe that we can do more for the sake of Allah before it's too late. Allah remind us, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Remember that day, I'm going to ask you every ni'mah that I've given you, all the blessing that Allah given us. He is going to ask us, how do you make use of your time, your health, your life, your wealth, your knowledge, everything Allah is going to question us. So brother and sister, may Allah bless you. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.